Lucky Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Dick managed to sell his painting of the Ardnamurchan Point to an old gentleman who came along to the exhibition being held on the Glenmidden. He got £4,500 for it and decided to spend some of the money on presents for his shipmates, which didn't go down too well. He's still at a loss as to what to do with the other £4,480 he has got left over.
Oh, Captain, I still don't know what's best. I had a look in exchange in Mark this morning, and I can get a goat shed for my mother's goats for £300, which leaves me with £4,180.
Well, Dick, you know you don't actually have to spend it now. You could put it in the bank and use it when you need it.
Are you sure there's nothing I can buy for you? Maybe I could put it towards having the ferry painted.
You will do no such thing. That money is yours and you may well need it one day. So what I would suggest is to put it somewhere safe for the moment and we can both pop into town tomorrow and make a deposit.
I've never had a bank account. My mother always told me they were robbing bankers and not to trust them.
Oh, that's sad, Dick. I always feel you should never judge everyone simply by what job they do or the colour of the skin. I say you should always probe someone first. Then you get a really good idea of what's to come. Anyway, I have to get down to the restaurant as Sandy and the Reverend are going off to the races again today and I would quite like a little flutter.
Without me?
On a horse, Dick. There's a horse with my name written all over it running in the 3:45.
You've sponsored a horse?
Come on, Dick. Don't worry your pretty little brain about it. If you're good, I'll give you a little bit of a sugar cube when we get upstairs.
And so the captain and Dick make their way to the restaurant, where the rest of the crew are sitting having a break and discussing, amongst other things, the presents they received from Dick.
I mean, a tube of polygrip, I ask you. What did someone do with Owen?
You could try sticking your upper plate in with it to begin with. The only way I could eat my dinner in peace without you spitting your food out of the table at me when you eat and talk at the same time.
Oh, you've got a nerve. You're always sitting picking your teeth after chewing like some old cow.
Masticating.
What?
Cows don't chew, they masticate.
It'd better not be doing none at the table.
Yes, especially in front of a lady.
Oh, I'd be all right there. We didn't have any ladies on board the ship.
Good morning, everyone.
I spoke too soon.
What a lovely day it is today, and soon Sandy and the Reverend will be off to the races on their VIP passes that were given for standing in at the last minute with the racing commentary on West Sound Radio. I'm sure that if you ask them nicely, they would be willing to put any bets on for you, should you so wish.
Well, I've seen a horse that is running in the 4:30 called Up in Front, and it reminds me of my old grandmother in Barra. She used to call my grandfather that when he came home from the pub on a Saturday night looking for his conjugals.
Did he find them?
Well, I believe so, but I never saw them myself. Anyway, if you could put 50p each way on Up in Front, that would be lovely.
Aye, and I'd like to bet 25p to win on Red-Headed Crawbag running in the 2:00.
The best thing to do would be to write all these down for me, and then I can take them with me. But I will need the money up front. I'm not a charity, you know.
Dick, have you decided what you're doing with the rest of your money yet? You must have a wee bit left over after buying us all these wonderful presents like my polygrip and Maggie's defluffer.
Don't you be saying anything against my defluffer. I used it in the kitchen this morning and it worked out great getting the mould off the cheese that's in those sandwiches you're eating.
Oh, I am all over the place with ideas. The captain says I should be putting it somewhere and he would help me with my deposit. I spoke to the Reverend and he said that God will give me a sign. But I am so confused.
Well, if you need a hand in spending it, just let me ken.
Don't you listen to him, my pet. He'll only touch your money over my dead body.
Oh, jeez, is there no that's standing between me and the money? Nay, problem.
Och, you know you would miss me, cuddling up to my back at night in the bottom bunk.
I only do that because the hair either way down your back keeps me warm.
Could you two stop this? I'm having quite disturbing images flashing into my head.
With that, The Reverend makes his way to the harbour side to await Sandy, who is still deciding which aftershave would go down better with the ladies at the VIP lounge at the races. Dick sees him and takes this opportunity to have another word with him before he sets off.
Reverend, I'm glad I've caught you. I just wanted to thank you for your help yesterday with my money dilemma. And even although I still don't know what I'm going to do, at least I know I will get a sign from God to help me on my way.
Dick, I'm glad I could have been of some help, but don't go around all day watching out for signs. It will happen when you least expect it. A bit like waiting for Sandy to turn up so we can get off on our way.
I hope you get your chance to make your money today for your church that you want to start on board the ferry.
Well, I will have to be very lucky. I have a couple of £100 left from doing that centrefold photograph for the Celestial Trumpet, so we shall see. Although I doubt if it will gain me £4,000.
Well, are you ready or not?
I've been standing here for the past 20 minutes. Of course I'm ready. You try the patience of a saint.
Come on then. Let's get going and make our fortune, and maybe have a little flutter with the ladies.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Back on board the ferry, the crew are listening to the races on the radio to see if any of their horses have come in or not. I think not.
Ah, mighty knowin' red-headed crawbag, wouldn't they win? Anything that's red-headed's no worth the money.
Thoin something I've always wanted to ask you, Maggie. Is thoin colour or reed on your head natural?
Of course it is. Are you alluding that I use the devil's colouring agents on my natural beauty?
No, it's just that it keeps getting lighter and then darker and the shade changes every so often. I just wanted to clear it up.
The shading changes due to light conditions. And also the sun makes it go lighter.
Oh, what sun? When was the last time you were out in the sun? You're that pale that when you put a bottle of milk next to your face, it actually looks dark.
Would you like me to prove that I'm a natural redhead?
Oh, for heaven's sake, woman, keep your clothes on.
Dick, are you all right? You keep looking around all the time as if you've lost something.
I'm just looking for that sign the Reverend said I'd get to help me spend my money. It doesn't seem to be happening.
Oh, Dick, why don't we go up on deck? It's a lovely night. The sun is out and the sky is clear. Maybe we could have a game of I Spy.
And so the captain and Dick go up to the deck and start their game of I Spy. The captain, of course, is losing, as all the spies that Dick comes up with are either wrong or just not there. Unbeknownst to them both, the Reverend has had a bit of a problem at the races. Sandy took one of his narcolepsy fits and the Reverend has had to bring him back to the ferry. Since they couldn't get a taxi, the Reverend has called upon the little children again to lend him one of their donkeys so that he can bring Sandy back to the ship.
No, Dick, that is not a postbox. It's a Royal Mail worker having his lunch. Although he does have a big mouth for such a small man. Now, my turn. Now, let me see. Oh, I know. I spy with my little eye something beginning with J.
Is it jumpsuits?
No, Dick, it isn't jumpsuits.
Is it giant cranes?
No, Dick, it isn't giant cranes. Apart from anything else, giant starts with a G, not a J.
Oh, no. I see it now. Look, it's Jesus. On that donkey with the sun shining behind him and all those little children following him. Captain, I've had my vision. And now I know what to do with my money.
No amount of explanation would convince Dick that his religious experience was actually just Sandy on top of a donkey being led by the Reverend and followed by all the little children who had come along to take the donkey home, once Sandy was safely back on the ferry.
Dick, I think it's a very unselfish thing you have done, to give your money to the Reverend. Let's hope you don't live to regret it.
I've still got £180 left over and was wondering if you'd like to take me up the main street and we could have a slap-up dinner afterwards.
It would be my pleasure.
Well, that all seems to have ended happily, although I think Scotty is still not very pleased with his polygrip. What adventures await our gallant crew in the future? What is Maggie's real hair colouring? What's in your lucky bag this week? Some of these questions will be answered next week, same time, same channel, on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.